Okay, Kabil, let's talk about calluses. Why do you like calluses? I never find any girl ever who likes calluses.
I know. I have seen people who don't like calluses.
Mm-hmm.
But not... I thought there are people who would like them.
Mm-hmm.
Day before yesterday, I was on a drive with one of my friends and I was just telling him that I like calluses and he was like, how can you like callus? His expressions made me wonder, how can they not like callus?
A lady or...
He was a man.
Oh.
And that surprised me even more.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, why not? He's saying, I want to touch soft hands and not hard hands. Well, mm-hmm. I don't really understand why so, because they can't see the hard work behind a callus.
Mm-hmm.
Callus is simply an achievement. You know, what I love about callus is I want to scrape them off.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I had before, I'm not having it right now, but whenever I had it earlier, I used to take a blade and scrape it off. That mm-hmm. used to give me a kick. Again, callus tells me every time that I'm doing something with my body in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing something good. I am training myself for future.
Mm-hmm.
And it also gives me more motivation to train my son for the same.
Wow.
So I think callus, I don't know why people hate it. I think they should love it. There's nothing to
maybe,
hate about it.
Maybe because our notion of beauty and, you know, and beauty is one thing and we don't expect girls to, you know, do such hard work in the gym to develop calluses. And we have this notion with girls that they must have, you know, soft hands. They shouldn't touch weight. They shouldn't do some hard work.
In India, yes, it is. Yeah. I agree.
Uh-huh.
But again, we should also shift our perspective from, you know, from this beauty concept
yes.
altogether, from the hard working and strength training concept. Because if we just look at the outer beauty and not the inner beauty, inner feeling, then I think you don't really know a person.
Mm-hmm. And you actually explained that calluses cannot come without hard work.
Calluses cannot come without hard work. Yeah. Calluses, I think strength, sweat, exercise, calluses, it's all a part of our lifestyle.
Yeah.
The way we are living our life. And it tells us about ourselves, what we are doing with our body,
yeah.
and also to the person whom we are with, you know, because for me, example, if my husband is telling me that, you know, you have got calluses, I would personally go and tell him that you go to the gym and get some for yourself
yeah.
also. This actually happened with me mm-hmm. one day. So that is what I am trying to say, that you have to shift your perspective, that you cannot hate callus. Try to love it as a part of your body.
Mm-hmm.
Suppose you have a broken hand. You will not start hating your hand, right?
Yeah.
You will try to fix it up.
Yes.
And then you will try to love it so that you're better.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, it's a part of your body.
And like I was talking to one day that how this generation is being so privileged, this current generation, and we don't want our kids to work hard. We don't want our kids to play in dust. We don't want our kids to climb the trees. And you are just opposite.
And I
give this the name to this callous mindset, because callous doesn't come without hard work.
It doesn't.
And in the same way, your kids must do some hard work, not to develop calluses, but to develop that attitude of roughness.
Yes.
Attitude of hardness.
Yes. If
yeah.
they don't, if they are not brought up with that roughness and hard work in life, I think they will not be able to live their life smoothly in the future.
Yeah.
You know, because life is so, you keep unwinding your life every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to face so many things in life. If you're not prepared from childhood, I don't know how will you be able to deal with it when you're an adult.
Yeah.
So if I don't train my son or the kids around me in this platform, I would feel that I'm not doing something good for them.
Right.
playing in the mud, training, climbing up the tree. It's all a part of growing up. As we say, a part of growing up is education.
Right.
A part of growing up is eating healthy food, clean food. Similarly, this is also a part of growing up.
Yeah.
Making them rough.
Making them rough, and they will learn to face difficulties.
Of course, they will. Why do we teach them?
Yes.
Why do we make them study harder and harder and harder?
Because
to
we
score?
Try. Because we try to remove all the obstacles from their ways.
From their ways, so that future further, when they are ready to face life, they get the best of it.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
So this is a part. This is a part of education.
Yes.
Not academically, but yes, for your body.
There is a guy. He's ex-marine. He says the way we develop calluses on our hands. In the same way, when you do hard work or physical or mental, you develop mental calluses. So, like when
we
you
need
are,
to scrape them off.
No. Like if you will hold a bar to do pull-ups, initially you feel it's hard to even hold. But when you develop calluses, then it becomes easier to hold
yes,
the bar.
Yes.
In the same way, when you develop mental calluses, when the life hits you,
mm-hmm.
you are ready to take it head on. That okay.
In that manner, yes, definitely.
Yes. So I'll use an explicit term. Like in America, they use that American males are being pussified by removing all these things from their life. Like no hard work. They're not walking to their schools. They are being privileged, provided cars, provided air conditioners, and parents are paying for their comfort. So they are unable to understand the hard work which they should put on when they are young. They should at least run to their school. They should
yeah.
at least.
As a child, I remember I used to cycle to my school.
Yeah.
I used to cycle to my tuitions, to all the classes possible till I was like almost a teenager. So, you know, my parents have made me rough.
Mm-hmm.
And tough, and I'm trying to develop that around me also, because if we forget that, we are not ready for life. We are not ready.
You know, it's not just physical. Like if you are a kid and you are traveling with you're riding a bike to your tuition or to the school, you will encounter many people in during that commute,
and
you'll learn how to handle the people.
And mostly I also feel we are not creating pollution. So that is one of the factors which
yes.
I also, you know, promote
yeah.
with biking and cycling and stuff like that, running, take it whatever. But the whole point is we should keep our body as active as possible.
Mm.
Coming back to callus, I think it's an achievement. It's simply an achievement for all those people who have callus. Try to scrape them and feel the love for your body and try to feel that you've achieved something in life.
And as a male, if you are going for these pedicure and manicures kind of thing to remove calluses from your lower extremities and upper extremities, then I don't consider them males. Actually, I feel
like... It's not about male and female.
No.
Well, the society has definitely put
yeah.
a pressure on the females.
Yes.
You know, about the beauty and the softness
soft.
And the yeah, sophisticated thing.
Yes.
But I think we are always trying to impress somebody. Why?
Yes.
Why? We should impress our soul. We should impress our body.
Yeah.
Instead of impressing somebody else, right? And again... If you are impressing somebody, the person should like you the way you are.
Yes.
So don't try to remove
and, your callus. I just met a girl for my podcast. She runs a huge NGO company for kids. 1 lakh kids under that one banner, Health Set Go. And she's a CrossFitter. And when I shook her hand and...
She had callus?
Full of calluses.
Wow.
Full of calluses. And I said... Wow, Priya. So she said, nobody likes these things. But and if I'm training, it will happen.
Yeah.
I cannot help you it. Cannot. I can just scrape them, but I cannot remove it, because if you'll remove them totally,
it is going to come back.
It is going to come back, and next day, if you'll scrape them today, next day you will feel hard to hold
the bar. I agree, but then again, try to scrape it. It gives you another feeling.
I'll try to do that.
Yeah, do that.
So, this was the ode to calluses.
Calluses.
And it'll be live soon. Thank you, Kavya.
Thank you so much.